Okay, year four at Michael Faraday School. And we've been busy the first week back after the half-term break, very busy with our history learning. And I have three young historians who are going to hopefully help me with my knowledge. So some names first, please, madam.
Georgia,
Ilya,
Deborah.
So we have Georgia, we have Ilya, and we have Deborah. So we'll start with Georgia. Very important, our topic, our main history topic is...
Picts and the Romans.
And this is something which we started before the half-term break.
Yes, that's right.
But since we've been back, Georgia, what has been really the main learning areas that we've been looking at?
Picts and where they... and where they made a wall between Scotland and Britain.
Yeah, okay. And Ilias, maybe people that aren't quite sure, me included. So the Picts, please, tell us all that we know so far about the Picts. Who were they? Were they friendly people?
They weren't that friendly because they were trying to invade the Roman land. But because a person called Emperor Hadrian, he made a wall called Hadrian's Wall, so it kept off them. And if a person from Scotland travelled into the Roman territory, they would have to pay taxes.
Okay, so paying taxes. So Deborah, who do you think? This is really quite tough. So you've got the Romans and you've got the Picts, who clearly aren't best of friends. Which of those do you think was in the right? Which ones do you think were doing the right thing?
The Romans.
And why is that?
Because if the Picts just come and take over their land, it won't really be nice. And so it's a good thing to separate it in the middle so they can have their half and they can have the other half.
Okay, and all of the year four pupils have been writing a Dear Diary entry. Maybe yeah. Georgia, if you'd like to explain, when we say a Dear Diary, what do we mean?
Well, a Dear Diary means that we're writing in our own person into our diary.
So you're imagining that you're going back in time and you're being one of these historical characters. So, Ilya, so for the purpose of the Dear Diary entries, who were you pretending to be?
We were pretending to be a person who was spectating the gladiator fight.
And what kind of ideas did you have? So how do you think personally that person might feel?
He might feel maybe happy if the person who won was the right choice that he made, or maybe a bit like angry because he might have lost.
Okay, and we shall end with Deborah, who is going to very kindly volunteer and read some of her Dear Diary extract, yes? So if you want to tell us, please, Deborah, so in your Dear Diary, which character are you being?
We'll be in gladiators.
Okay, so maybe in a very fearsome gladiator voice, please do read away.
Dear Diary, today I went to see the gladiators fight. When I went there, it smelled delicious because the emperor was eating popcornius. Sometimes people will fight to make the emperor laugh. If he doesn't find it entertaining, they will die. Also, they might fight vexed, vicious animals like tigers and jaguars with sharp teeth, and fat elephants. And there was three famous gladiators. The first one was Mirmillo. He was a strong, heavyweight gladiator, carrying oblong shields and swords. Second was the unbelievable Retiarius. He was the most vulnerable fighter. He only had a shoulder guard to protect him and a net. Third, Hoplomachus. He carried him in miniature round shield and a spear to thrust at his opponent. His upper legs were heavy protected.
Okay, and we'll end there. There is more, but we shall end if that's fine, Deborah. Popcornius, you made me feel very, very happy on a Friday afternoon. So fantastic. We put some humour in there as well. That's been some amazing work to share. So Georgia, Ilya and Deborah, well done, you three. Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.